Okay. Let's start. Okay. So, in the spirit of Adara and Rava Pasach B'Bdichosa, I thought I'd start by telling you a joke that actually appears in the Gemara. And then we can move on to actual Purim stuff.
Is it that Rabbi Akiva only knows Oholo?
No, but that was a great shtuch. Wasn't it an amazing shtuch?
That was really good.
Okay. So, the Gemara in Shabbos relates the following incident. And we have a whole discussion about what happens if the kli gets. If our whole gets made in the kli, and then the whole gets unmade in the kli, and not in our issue right now. Ayin Sham. Right. Anyway, whatever, right? So, who was it? It was... So it says, Rabbi Yochanan said, right? Rabbi Yochanan came up with this din. So he says to Rabbi, you taught us something, and I'm going to extend it to here. Like the specifics of the incident are totally irrelevant to the joke, so we're going to skip it for a moment. Kari alei leis dein bar inish. So they said, Rabbi said about Rabbi Yochanan, you're not human, you're awesome. And then some people say, no, he said, this is a real man. Okay. Right? Amar Rabbi Zera Amar Rava Bar Zimona. So Rabbi Zera said the name of Rava Bar Zimona. Im Rishonim Bnei Malachim. If the Rishonim, people who used to live, were like Malachim, they were the children of angels. Anu Bnei Anashim, we're human beings. Vim Rishonim Bnei Anashim, if they were human beings, Anu Kechamirim. We are like donkeys. And we're not like the donkey of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa or Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. They're a from donkey. We're like other donkeys. Just describe what Rabbi the chamer of used to do. Because it says the Chanina the chamer of Pinchas ben Yair used to do. Kishem shatz adikim arshonim ayu chasidim kach beentan ayu chasidim. Just like chasidim arshonim were chasidim, so too their animals were chasidim, right? Amru gamaliv shal avara shal avram avinu leinichnus leveisa shal avayshe yishbo avidas elilim. Avram avinu's camels would never go into a house which has in it avidas arshonim arvan echipanisi avinisi avayis makayim legmalim. We have a pasuk. Van echipanisi es avayis mitrafim matam leir makayim legmalim melamech leinichnus leveis ben avarami achepenu kol avidas ara mipneihem. So Avan said, I cleaned out all the avidas ara from the house. What does it mean I made room for the camels? Even the camels wouldn't go into a place which had avidas ara. There was a chamer that belonged to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and it was stolen by robbers. And they burdened the donkey with stuff. And they gave him food, Tevin v'sorim mayim, straw and sorim barley and mayim water, and he wouldn't need a drink. Amr lahem, anu manichinu etzam shiyamos v'yavish elanu esa chatzer. If he doesn't start eating, he's going to die, and he's going to make our chatzer stink. And it's a serious problem. Right? Amdu paschu la esadeles v'yitziyu v'aysam min nahekes v'yilechas ad shigia etzal Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. So they let the donkey go and ran, and the donkey ran back to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Kevan shehigia etzalei shama b'nai kola amarli abadome kola lekol behemdeinu. So when the chamor got back to the house, the Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's son said, that sounds like our donkey. Amarli b'ni psachla esadeles shekfar meisa b'raf. He says, my son, open our door, she's dying of hunger here. And they opened the door and they gave food and drink, and she would eat and he would eat and drink. Therefore, you see that the donkey was just as much of a chassid as Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, of course, because the listin were feeding start tevel, right? Stuff that was that had the traumas of maestros taken from it. And now for the real joke. I mean, up until now, you can just sort of imagine somebody standing in the base midrash and giving the following wasrishvus. If they were like angels, we're like people. But if they were like people, we're like donkeys. Not like the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. That donkey didn't eat tevel. We're like other donkeys that do eat tevel. The Gishmak Musa Shmiz. But having said that, we're getting to a shtuch now, and that's really the important bit. Rabbi Yirmiyah shalach le Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah sent to Rabbi Zeira chada masana de ta'inim. He sent him a basket of ta'inim. The loy misakna that wasn't that tevel. The Havi Rabbi Yirmiyah savar meimar. And then Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Maz Rabbi Zeira meichul deloy misakna." Rabbi Zeira sara meir ma'ev shadur. Rabbi Yirmiyah meshalcholi mila deloy misakna. So Rabbi Zeira said, "Can't be that Rabbi Zirir would eat something that's not Mesukan. Rabbi Zirir said it couldn't be that Rabbi Urim would send me something that isn't Mesukan. So between the two of them, Bein Dein L'Dein, it's Achas Tevel. And so between the two of them, he actually ate the Tevel, because they both assumed that the other one had been Masake in the Tevel. Right? And when we get to, let's skip a little bit, right? They had a conversation and they worked out exactly what was happening. If we skip down to the fifth line at the end, Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana said, "Bahi shaita amrin, bahi shaita." They would say, "Afilu lechamerte de Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair loy idminan." You weren't even as good as the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. There we go. Now that we've had Talmudic rabbis calling each other donkeys, we can learn. Okay.
Learn from this story, by the way, is never trust your friends.
Sure. Why not? The truth is, it's weird. There's a fair tradition that says you can't do what Rabbi Yirmiyah did here, so it's a little bit strange. But later. Okay, let's look at the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. I want to talk today about the way that Chazal seem to... I mean, Chazal are not monolithic, but a seeming, like, a widespread perception of Purim and Chazal. And like I said, we'll see. There would also disagreement on this topic. Okay. Itzmar. So we have a disagreement. Rav and Rabbi Chanina Amri about Lamedil Sanish. Rav and Rabbi Chanina used to say Megillas Tainis ceases to be functional. What was Megillas Tainis?
There
were days minor holidays and fasts. That were mentioned, happy days, really, right? Yeah. No fasts, right? That was a functional time by Shani, right? And they say, why is it called Megillas Tainis? Because you weren't allowed to fast the day before or the day after. Any of these days, right? All these days, Yama, Days Batl and Shtara, and all the rest of them, you couldn't fast on these days. And this still applies to Purim and Chanukah, right? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Amri.
That's the day before Purim. We do fast the day before.
Yeah, I know, but it's a whole debate. It's a whole discussion. Okay. The Gemara seems to imply that you shouldn't, Seder. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Amri, Lo Batl Megillas Tainis. Right? They say, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua, and Levi said, no, Megillas Tainis is still in full force. There's a lot of holidays in Megillas Tainis. We'd have a lot of days when we were saying Tachnun.
Yeah, I thought we were going to say today, but it turns out Zayin Adar.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not in Gush. Rabbi Rabbi Chanina Amri Batla Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Rabbi Chanina said, no, Batla Megillas Tainis. Hachika Amr, Bizman Sheyishalim Yehiyu Sososim Lusimcha, Ein Shalim Tzayim. They said, in the days that there's Shalom, we'll celebrate these days. If there's days not Shalom, like when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, then these are fast days. So we don't fast on all these days. It's a lot of days. But at least we won't celebrate them, right? And these days are also like that. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amri, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Loibat Megillas Tainis, Megillas Tainis is not being canceled. Hane hu de talinu rachamana bevinyan Beis HaMikdash aval hana kida kaimi kaimi. So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv and Levi said, no, the days which are either Sosin and Simcha or Tzoin, really Yagan and Anach, Yagan and Anacha, right? Those are the days. What days are those? You know them. Gemara and Tainis, also Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, for the Beis Midrash.
Yeah, so Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tavis, and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, these are the days when you fast if there's no Beis Mikdash, right? But, you fast if there's no Shalom Balaam, whatever that means. Right? But these days, no, they have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. They just happen to be around when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Now, they're also around. They're not days that are about the Beis HaMikdash, the days that are explained in Megillas Tainis. Right? Massive Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana responded, Massive Begazru Tainis Bechanukah Belud. They were Gozer Tainis Bechanukah and Lud. The Yorod, Rabbi Eliezer, Verachat, and Rabbi Eliezer. Went to wash himself, but he can't do that on Tainis. Want to prove that it's not a Tainis. Rabbi Yeshua is a Sipir. Rabbi Yeshua got a haircut again. Not something you do on a Tainis. And they said, don't. Not only is this not a fast, you now need to have another fast day because you fast on a day when you weren't allowed to fast. Right? I'm a Rav Yosef. Shiny Chanukah that you can mitzvah. Rav Yosef says that it's a mitzvah on Chanukah. Amrali Abayi, v'tivtel, v'sivtel ihi, v'sivtel mitzvah tzal. Chanukah should no longer exist, and then there would be any mitzvah either. Mitzvah is not an independent entity, right?
So the mitzvah of what?
Hadachas Neiros.
What?
Hadachas Neiros. Yeah. Ella Amar Rav Yosef, shani Chanukah demifarasim nisa. No, so Chanukah is different. Chanukah continues to exist. even after the rest of Miguel's Tainus has ceased to be enforced, because there's a mitzvah involved in there's a mitzvah for Sulman Eitz involved in Hanukkah. That's such a big deal that we'll do it even after Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Presumably, it's intended partially. That's the point. In other words, after Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, that's its certain level actually more important. Right? Okay. Of course, it doesn't mention Purim, which is the other day that is still in force, even though it was written in Miguel's time. Okay. So, and then I included the Gemara here, which we discussed last week, just because, to remind you, we have... I pointed out last week there seems to be a disagreement between Rava and some other people about what do we think about Sotas Purim, right? So Rava says Chayim Inish Lebesulmi Bapariah, and Rabbi Zeira is like terrified that he's going to die again if that happens. You know, Rava says that you need to do the Sotah during the day. Rav Ashi is not such a big fan and ends up just learning, right? It's sort of like this funny ambiguity, and the sugya is how do you view these events, right? So I want to talk about why. What issues that are involved in Purim, right? Why do we have an issue with Purim? Why is Purim funny? So part of it's like, we've discussed already what's going on in the Megillah itself, right? And Megillah doesn't mention Kol. Megillah doesn't mention Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it is in the Tanakh at least. Like, over Hanukkah.
So does that make it better or not worse?
Yeah, I mean, why would it make it worse?
Talk about that in a second. Right? Second thing, right? Hanukkah fits very nicely into a category that we know from other places. Pirsum Anis is an easily understandable category, which is clear to Arisa Kiyum, right? Not as immediately obvious what you do with Purim, right? Finally, and I forgot to put it on the left curse, but I should have, there's a Yerushalmi that says that in Yemos Mashiach, all of Tanakh will be batel except for Megillas Esther. I mean, Chumash and Megillas Esther, right? Yeah. All of Nach will be batel except for Megillas Esther. Raman passes that way, right? And similarly, we say that we won't even celebrate, there are some people who say, we won't even celebrate Hanukkah, lasted lovely, but we'll continue to celebrate Purim. Meaning, Purim is the only case where we have mitzvahs which are l'doros, which are not written in the Torah. Right? So, what do you do with the principle that Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadash Darmata, that a Navi is not allowed to create any new laws? I'm not allowed to create a new law. It sounds funny, doesn't it?
Who's the Navi?
If it's not a Navi, it's not a Lechara even worse. Like, as in, what's going on, right? So Purim is peculiar in a number of respects. Yeah. Let's see how the Gemara deals with this. The Gemara in Shabbos is very, 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 very famous. You may have even heard the explanation. Don't think I took this explanation from anybody per se, but I've heard it from a number of different people at various points. So they stood underneath the mountain. Where's this pasuk from? Very good. Okay. Amar Rav Avdimi Barchama Barchasa. Rav Avdimi said Barchama said name son of Chaman said son of Chasa said Milamid Shekafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleim as a Har Kigi. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain and put it on top of them as though it were a barrel. And he said to them, if you receive Torah, that's great. And if not, then I'm going to bury you underneath the mountain. This is a really big problem. Midah, right? Everybody here has done already Daf Yud Zayin of Ksuvos. What's a Midah?
It's when you say I'm going to be forced to sell something the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and Midah is when I assert ownership of it. It's like when I protest something, right? So this is a big protest against the authenticity of Torah, right? If they received the Torah only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatened to bury them under a mountain if they didn't, then what value is their acceptance of Torah? Now, no. What is it talking about? Right? Did it actually happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over their heads in the fashion described here?
No, not exactly.
So what's it saying? What's it on about?
They had no options.
What do you mean?
Like, what else were they going to do?
What do you mean?
They're in the middle of the desert? I don't know.
Okay, firstly, they're in the middle of the desert. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep providing them with man, which you might reasonably assume that he might not if, you know, they didn't accept the Torah, then lechora they have a serious problem. Even more, think a little bit better.
They sneak it. Those Eli Weber's give you a story.
That was, sorry?
Eli Weber's who he talked about.
Oh, so what did he say? They what?
Well, because it was everything was Nisnigla. It was like, they have no, they're like, of course, They're gonna say it.
Yeah, you know, it's after you've seen everything that they're saying, no, attack a god, we're not interested. It's not for us. No, that's weird. Right? They didn't really have any free will in any meaningful fashion, because who's gonna say no? Who's the idiot who'll say no in those circumstances? We have the ability to be makabel Torah in that sense, right? Because we have to actually believe in Torah. The Israel in the desert didn't have to actually believe in anything. They saw it all. Right? So you can say, oh, what the Rambam, the Kuzari, and everybody says, no, because we have a Masorah, and like we do, and I really do think this is true at a certain level. Like, how many people are you going to be able to get to tell exactly the same lie? It's a very, very good point to make, right? I do think that the essence is Torah, or that sense is persuasive, but having said that, like, there's no thought involved if you actually see those miracles in your own eyes, right? So that's why this is a really serious problem. It doesn't seem like they received the Torah with their free will. Right? Amar Rava. Rava said, "Afal pichen hadru kiblu avi mechashverosh." Rava says they received it again later on in the days of Chachashverosh. What's it talking about? Tichsev, and it said in the pasuk, "Kimu vi kiblu hayehudim kimu ma shekiblu kvar." They reasserted what they had already accepted upon themselves. Where's that pasuk from?
Megillah.
Thank you.
They put the Purim in themselves. Right.
Oh, what's it reference to?
What's it?
You may
have missed them. Right? Mikra Megillah. What did they not accept upon themselves? Potential Mikra? The Torah. Right? So what's Rava's understanding of Purim? Right? Rava's understanding of Purim is that Purim is a reconfirmation without the problems that were present at Matan Torah of the Torah. Why? Purim had a nace as well. The point is, when you're accepting mitzvahs upon yourself after Purim, not after Matan Torah, right? You don't have the kolos of Rakim and the Anan and the Eish and the right Shofar Gadol v'Chazek Me'od and all the rest of it, right? So rational people could look at what happened in the days of Purim and think, okay. You know? So when they accepted it, then that's very different. Then they had the option to not do so. But note, what Rava's saying is that's the reason why you need, that's the justification for Purim theologically, and the reason why you need Purim is precisely that point. Because Purim involves the re-acceptance of the Torah. Right? That's the point of it. Otherwise, it's not a significance. Right? Otherwise, it's just an anais. Okay, it's an anais, but we've had lots of nisim. It's not unique. Yeah?
What is the Jews taking upon Purim themselves have to do with Torah at all?
So that's a very good question. I thought about that a lot. I think the simplest answer is that why would they take on anything if it wasn't for the Torah?
Because when people get saved, they want to have a party. Like,
no, right? Kimu v'kiblu. They said they were going to do this l'doros.
But can we say that people like celebrate?
They didn't just do a celebration then. The pesukim and mashma that they accepted on themselves to continue doing the celebration year after year.
Thanksgiving is a year after year thing about a historical thing that's completely secular. Not completely secular, but
secular. I was about to say it's what? Thanksgiving is the father's thing from secular. And the sense that Thanksgiving is now a secular holiday in the States, in the sense that even people who don't care in the slightest about God and don't believe in Him still get together and have turkey dinner.
Originally, who were saying thanks to
God. I was about to say Thanksgiving is saying thanks to God. It happens to be that it became a part of American culture. That's different, right? That's not what it's describing here, right? Right? Purim is inexplicable, except as a religious event. Especially when you consider the idea of atheism, which is what you're describing as an asexual secular Thanksgiving. It's an oxymoron, but it relies on the concept of atheism, which is something which was inconceivable before, you know, like the second half of the 20th century. So, I think that's a problem. Okay. Fine. Let's move on to the next source. This really highlights the theological issues involved, right? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Shalchala hem Esther l'cham. Esther sent to Chachamim. Kavuni l'doros. Establish me for generations. Shalchula kin'a at me'oireres aleinu levein ha'umos. You are making people jealous of us, or angry at us, right? They don't want to know what happened in the Purim story. We want to know, but they don't want to know. They don't want us to re-commemorate it every year and have a big party and what. No, not a good idea. Right? Shachalahem, kfar ksuvani al divrei hayamim l'malchim Madai Paras. No, I'm written in the chronicles of the king of Madai and Paras. It doesn't matter, they already know about me. It doesn't make a difference if you celebrate me or not. L'maisa, they already know what happened. Right? So then they say Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masnu, Bechule, Seder, Moed, Kolki, Haizuga, Chalufi, Rav Yochanan, Mail, Rav Yonasan. Right, and then that we have Rav and Rav Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chaviva repeated it, and maybe in every mode when we say Rabbi Yochanan, we really mean Rabbi Yonasan and whatever, it doesn't matter. Right, Shachalam Esther Chamim, Shach Esther sent Chamim, Kasvuni Ladoros, write me down for generations. Meaning, if we've already said Kasvuni Ladoros, what does Kasvuni Ladoros mean?
Probably Tanakh.
Yeah. So establish not just establish a festival, but stick a sefer in Tanakh. Right, no, there was no Shaila, and Maccabin didn't make it in Tanakh, right? And even the other, you know, people who have Tanakhs, you know, whatever, the Septuagint, Qumran, the Samaritans, certainly the Samaritans, right, the Christians, nobody thinks Maccabees is in Tanakh, right? Esther, they say, write me down in Tanakh. Shalchula, they sent it, they said, Esther, Halika Savti Lach, Shalishim, Shalishim Valerim. No, Esther is not meant to be eternal. They say, we can't establish a Chag L'Doros. We can establish a chag for right now, you know, for us, maybe for our grandchildren. No, it's not permanent, right? Ad she matzli mikra kasev b'Torah, until they found a pasuk in the Torah which allowed them to do it. Ksev zois zikaron b'sefer. Write this down as a memory in a sefer. Ksev zois, mashe kasev kano mishnah Torah. Write this and dvarim. Zikaron mashe kasev b'neviim. What's written in the neviim? B'sefer mashe kasev b'megillah. Right? Sefer includes what's written in the Megillah. Okay? Kesanai, Ksav Zoyz, Mashakasav Khan, Zichorain, Mashakasav Mishnah Torah, Besefer, Mashakasav Benevim, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, Amidra, Yomer, Ksav Zoyz, Mashakasav Khan, Mishnah Torah, Zichorain, Mashakasav Benevim, Besefer, Mashakasav Benevim. Okay, so the Gemara's solution to this problem, right, is to say that no. The Megillah was really intended from the time that the Torah was given. Right? It was really intended that what happened in Purim and the mitzvahs outlined in the Megillah will be in force eventually. That was what the Torah wanted. And there was a remez put in the Torah to those purposes. Right? Therefore, it's not theologically problematic to say that now we'll add Megillah into Torah, even though Megillah is, in fact, not in the Torah.
So why is it not in the Gemara, things are cut from Megillah Ta'ani?
That's what it was written in Megillah's Tainus as well, but it's not a problem that we stopped to start keeping Megillah's Tainus. The reason why we kept Purim was never as it was written in Megillah's Tainus. Right? Unlike Chanukah and all the other places, the days that were written in Megillah's Tainus, the reason why we keep Purim was not, says this Mara, it was written in Megillah's Tainus. It was written in the Torah, you know, a little bit. Yeah? L'chora, that is what this Mara is saying. Okay. Just a minute. Yeah, let's just do one more point. Is everything alright?
Yeah, my brother called me.
Okay. Let's do one more point. I want to skip to the second paragraph in the Gemara Megillah and the Sinai Manolov. About halfway through, it says Rabbi Yezer, Omer, Esther Bruach Chodesh Ne'emara. Esther was written in Ruach Chodesh. She'emara v'yomer Haman beliboy. That says Haman said in his heart, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Esther Bruach Chodesh Ne'emara, she'emara v'tihi Esther. In other words, how could anybody know that if not God? Right? How could anyone know what Haman was saying to himself? Rabbi Yekiva said, Esther Baruch Kodesh Ne'emara, She'ne'emara Vati Esther Nisayischen B'nei Korea. Once again, how could anybody know that everybody likes Esther? It must be that it was written Baruch Kodesh and God told them. Rimir Esther Baruch Kodesh Ne'emara, She'ne'emara Vayoida Vayivada Hadar El Mordechai. Says Vayivada Hadar El Mordechai. By the way, this is a fascinating claim. How does Mordechai know? So Vayivada, he found out. What does it mean he found out? Somebody told him. Who told him? God told him. Somebody told him, right? He didn't hear them talking. I know that's the way it's always put out in the books. It's not written in Tanakh. Right? Just says he found out. So what does it mean that found out that Big Dumb Teresh were planning to kill the king? God told him, as Mordechai was a Navi. Okay. Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis, Omer Esther Baruch Kodesh Ne'emar, She'ne'emar Uvevizal Leshalchu Es Yadam. They didn't take the bizar. Presumably the limit here is they wouldn't have possibly not taken the bizar if it hadn't been that God had told them not to, because, like, otherwise why would they not take it? Amar Shmuel said, I havai hasam, havai amina milsa da'adif mikul, she'emar kimu v'kiblu, kimu le'mayla, masha kiblu le'mata. So Shmuel says, if I was there, I would have said, I mean, presumably around these Tanoim who are currently talking. I remember Shmuel is an early Amora, he's a first generation Amora, right? I would have said the answer is this. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu lemaila, what they, Masha kiblu lemata, in the Bezdin shalmaila, they said, you know what, we like what they established downstairs, what we established on earth, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. This is the opposite of what I just said, right? I just said, the previous Gemara says that the point of Matan Torah, right, is to eventually have Purim. And I think that's what Rav is saying in the Gemara in Shabbos, right? The point of Matan Torah is that Purim should eventually happen, because that's when the Kabbalah happened in free will, right? That's when the Kabbalah happened without any force, when they had the option to say no because it wasn't a Nes Nigla, right? Now this Gemara says, no, it wasn't written in the Torah at all, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a very special case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's agreeing with this takana, even though it wasn't written in the Torah, and therefore it's like ke'ilu, it's obviously not like in the Torah, but it's ke'ilu as though it's almost up there, right? That's l'chora what this Gemara is saying. Interesting, he says, Amar Rava, Islehu Pircha, Lekul Islehu Pircha, Lavar Misha Shmuel, Delisle Pircha. Rava apparently really likes this limit of Shmuel, even though he's using exactly the same pasuk in a different way. Not. I stand by what I said, I still think my analysis here is correct. In terms of the last three Mekuros. So, quickly in the Gemara Makos, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Shloshet Dvarim Yasu Bezdin Shal Mata, Vehiskimu Bezdin Shal Ma'ala Al Yadam, Mikra Megillah, Vesha'in, Vesha'il HaShalem, Beshem, Vehavas Meiser, Mikra Megillah, Dechsev, Vekimu Vekiblu Yehudim. So, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, three things were done, Lemata, meaning down here, and after the Torah was given, and even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that these are permanent rules that were created, and Ki'ilu, they were added to Torah, I'm happy about it anyway, right? One of them is Mikra Megillah, right? The second, okay, and then this last source on Shabbos, right? Shabbos Daf Yudal Tasef Daf Tesvav is just another example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being maskim to different takanos. I'm not going to go through it right now. I think that there are two very, very different approaches that are being taken in Chazal here to Purim, right? One approach to Purim says that Purim is what was intended in Torah all along, right? It's not written explicitly, but it's there. And therefore, it's not theologically problematic. Now, to say something like that, we, by the way, need to start rethink what the words written in the Torah all along actually mean, right? Where it's a much more broad category than we would have originally thought. Alternatively, and by the way, this is not a Masorah. It's not like they knew right all along. It says that they had to think about it for a long time to come up with that drasha and that pasuk.
How did they arrive at that drasha?
I'm not sure. Right? The second approach says, no, it's not that it was written all along. It wasn't written all along. But it happened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy it happened. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy it happened, well, we're religious people. We like doing what God wants. So then that's good enough for us.
Well, that's the same machloket with Sefer Devarim. There's like this steer between Devarim that says,
I mean, I brought that machloket here, I just didn't focus on it. Yeah, it was in the Mekoros that I read. I just didn't focus on it. That was the one that said the Mishnah Torah. One day it says the Mishnah Torah is included.
Yeah.
The last one, I'm not going to read inside because I've run out of time, but the last Makor you can see for yourself, it's very, very famous. It gives three reasons why we don't say Halal Bizman Hazeh on Purim. One reason is it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael, and we only say Halal for reasons that happened in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, but wait. You see, the rain didn't say it happened in Eretz Yisrael. He said, Halal, no, before we got to Eretz Yisrael, you could say Halal anywhere, and now after we got to Eretz Yisrael, you can only say Halal for things that happened in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Then the second reason they gave is Kriyasa Zuya. What?
But they always say Yitzhi Yisrael, why all three of our Shalosh Rudaim happened outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Shavuos is not directly the Torah linked to Yitzhi
Yisrael. It still happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. I suppose it's the same kasha. Okay, I don't know. All these things happened in the press of Yitzhi Yisrael. Right? The second answer is no, Kriyasa Zuya Leila. Really, reading the Megillah is the same thing as Halal. The Rav pointed out that the Rambam does hold Kriyasa Zuya Leila, and that tells you the Rav has a whole fork. You can see it in Hari Kedem. He thinks that Mikra Megillah is a Kiyam in Pirsum Inisa. He uses this as a Raya, because the Rambam also seems to indicate that lighting Hanukkah candles is a full Kiyam in Halal, and we know that Halal is and we know that Hanukkah candles is Pirsum Inisa. Therefore, the Rav has a whole fork that maybe Mikra Megillah is in his Pirsum Inisa. Fine. Just food for thought. There's only one other case that I know of that we say Halal at night. It's on Pesach. Maybe it's also related to that. I'm not sure. It's Arachim. It's a thought. And maybe that is a justification for saying halal at night on Yom HaSmut, but that already...
The only time that we do mikra during the night is on Simchas Torah.
Yes, that is correct. I'm not certain if that's related to this, but maybe. I'm not certain.
I don't know why we read during the night on Simchas Torah.
I'll show you the Shavuot again if you want. If not, it's a min hagoyim. Okay. And the third reason they give is no. Akasi ananach avdei Achashverosh anan. Rava says no. We're still avdei Achashverosh. Meaning what? The Gula was not complete. Sure, we were saved. Right? It's great that we were saved. We like it that we were saved. But it doesn't help that we were saved to say halal for a halal. You need a Geula Shlema, and this was not it. We're still slaves of Achashverosh. Okay. Beseder. I will on Monday. I will try to do one more thing about Purim.